Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 18, Conversations with Prakashananda, Part 3, What Lord Chaitanya Learned from His Spiritual Master. My dear Prakashananda Saraswati, my spiritual master considered me a great fool. Therefore, he has more or less punished me by saying that because I am such a fool, I have no capacity to study Vedanta. So in turn, my spiritual master gave me the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then my spiritual master instructed me, just go on chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, for it will make you all perfect. Actually, Lord Chaitanya was neither foolish nor ignorant of the principles of Vedanta. Lord Chaitanya's purpose was to demonstrate to modern society that fools who have no history of penance and austerity should not try to study Vedanta just for some recreational purpose. In his Shiksha Ashtaka, Lord Chaitanya has instructed that one should be in a humble state of mind, should think oneself lower than the grass on the street, should be more tolerant than a tree, and should be devoid of all sense of prestige, and ready to offer all kinds of respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the Vedanta philosophy or the holy name of God constantly. And Lord Chaitanya also wanted to teach that a serious student of transcendental science should follow the words of one spiritual master. So according to the calculations of the spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya appeared to be a fool. Therefore, Ishvara Puri said that Lord Chaitanya should not indulge in the study of Vedanta, but should instead continue chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Lord Chaitanya strictly obeyed this order. In other words, Lord Chaitanya impressed upon the Mayavadis that the words of a bona fide spiritual master must be strictly followed. And by following them, one becomes perfect in all respects. Vedanta indicates that the last word of Vedic knowledge is the understanding of Krishna. Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedyo Vedanta krid Veda vid eva chaham. By all the Vedas, Krishna is to be known. Indeed, Krishna is the compiler of Vedanta, and Krishna is the knower of the Vedas. And when one actually comes to understand Vedanta, he or she comes to know Krishna and one's relationship with Krishna. Yo mam evam asammudho janati purushottamam sa sarva vid bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. So one who understands Krishna understands everything. The knower of Krishna is always engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna. And this is confirmed by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattak sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. Krishna is the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from Krishna, and the wise who know this perfectly engage in Krishna's devotional service and worship Krishna with all their hearts. The living entity is eternally related with Krishna in the relationship of master and service. But once that service is wanting, or in other words, when one is not situated in Krishna consciousness, it is to be understood that study of Vedanta is insufficient. When one does not understand Krishna or does not engage in Krishna's transcendental loving service, it is to be understood that he or she is adverse to the study of Vedanta and to the understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the path of Vedanta study shown by Lord Chaitanya should be followed by all. A person who is puffed up by so-called education and who has no humility does not seek the protection of a bona fide spiritual master. He or she thinks that one does not require such a spiritual master and that one can achieve the highest perfection by one's own efforts. Such persons are not eligible for the study of Vedanta Sutras. Those who are under the spell of material energy do not follow the instructions of the disciplic succession, but try to manufacture something of their own, and thereby they step outside the sphere of Vedanta study. The bona fide spiritual master must always condemn such independent mental speculators. And if the bona fide spiritual master directly points out the foolishness of his disciple, it should not be taken otherwise. A person who is completely ignorant of the science of God cannot be considered learned. More or less, everyone who is not in Krishna consciousness is subject to foolishness. Sometimes we display our foolishness by accepting someone who is barely educated as the spiritual master. It is our duty to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus feet are worshipped by all the Vedas. One who does not understand Krishna and is proud of a false understanding of Vedanta is actually a fool. Mundane attempts at academic knowledge are simply another type of foolishness. And as long as one cannot understand the cosmic manifestation as a representation of the three modes of material nature, then he or she must be considered to be in the darkness of inebriety or illusion, and thus caught in the duality of this material world. The person who is in perfect knowledge of Vedanta becomes a servitor of the Supreme Lord, who is the maintainer and sustainer of the whole cosmic manifestation. As long as one is not transcendental to the service of the limited, then he or she cannot have knowledge of Vedanta. For as long as one is within the limited jurisdiction of fruitive activities, or who is involved in mental speculation, may perhaps be eligible to study or teach the theoretical knowledge of Vedanta Sutra, but one cannot understand the supreme, eternal, transcendental, completely liberated vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One who has achieved perfection in chanting the transcendental Hare Krishna vibration does not have to separately learn the philosophy of Vedanta Sutra. And according to the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the bona fide spiritual master, those who do not understand the transcendental vibration as being non-different from the Supreme, and who instead try to become Mayavadi philosophers or experts in Vedanta Sutra, are all fools. Therefore, studying Vedanta Sutra by one's own efforts through the ascending process of knowledge is yet another sign of foolishness. However, one who has attained a taste for chanting the transcendental vibration actually attains the conclusion of Vedanta. In this connection, there are two verses in Srimad Bhagavatam which are very instructive. Aho bata swapachoto gariyan yaj jivagre vartate namatubhyam tapas tapas te juhuhu sasnur arya brahmanuchur nama grinanti ye te. The purport of this verse is that even if a low caste person is engaged in chanting the transcendental vibration, it is to be understood that he or she has performed all types of renunciation, austerities and sacrifice, and has studied all the Brahma Sutras. Thus, one is able to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the other verse is Rig Veda Ata Yajur Veda Samaveda Api Artavana Adhitasthena Yenoktam Harir Iti Aksharat Dwayam. The purport of this verse is that one who chants the two syllables Ha Ri must be considered to have studied all the Vedas, namely the Rig, Atharva, Yajur, and Sama. On the other hand, there are many so-called devotees who think Vedanta is not meant for devotees. Such people are ignorant of the fact that Vedanta is the only platform of pure devotees. All the great acharyas of the four Vaishnava sampradayas have made commentaries on the Vedanta Sutra. But the so-called devotees, who are known as Prakriti Sahajiya, carefully avoid the study of Vedanta Sutra. The Prakriti Sahajiya mistakenly take the pure devotees and Vaishnava acharyas to be mental speculators or fruitive actors. Consequently, the Prakriti Sahajiyas themselves become Mayavadis and leave the service of the Supreme Lord. Understanding the Vedanta Sutra by academic knowledge never enables one to understand the value of the transcendental vibration. People who are entangled in academic knowledge are conditioned souls who are confused about the facts of I, mine, and my understanding. Consequently, they are unable to detach their minds from the external energy. And when a person actually attains transcendental knowledge, he or she becomes free from this duality and engages in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord. The Lord's service is the only means by which one can become detached from material activities. A person properly initiated by the bona fide spiritual master and engaged in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, gradually becomes freed from the conception of I and mine and becomes attached to the Lord's transcendental loving service in one of the five transcendental relationships. Such transcendental service is not a subject matter for gross and subtle bodies. For only when one can understand that there is no difference between the Supreme and His holy name can one be situated in Krishna consciousness. At such a time, one no longer needs to make grammatical adjustments. Rather, one becomes more interested in petitioning the Lord. Hare Krishna, O my Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. Lord Chaitanya explained all this to Prakashananda Saraswati and told him that he had heard all of this from his spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya further informed Prakashananda Saraswati that Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master had taught Lord Chaitanya that Srimad Bhagavatam is the actual commentary on the Vedanta Sutra as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam by Vyasadev himself, the author of Vedanta Sutra. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 18, Conversations with Prakashananda, Part 3, What Lord Chaitanya Learned from His Spiritual Master. Recorded August 20, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Bajau re mana Srinandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare Durlabha Manava Janamasa Sange Charaha Ebhava Sindhure Abhaya Charanara Vindare Sita Atapa Vata Barishana Edin Jamini Jagire Deepale Sevinu Kripa Nadura Jana Chapala Sukhalava Lagire Chapala Sukhalava Lagire Edhana Yobana Putra Parijana Itteki Achepara Titire Omala Dalla Jalla Jivanatala Mala Vajaku Paripada Nitire Vajahu Hari Pada Nitire Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakti Jana Atmanivedana Govinda Das Abhi Nashare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Eva Evalam Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare kevalam va. Bajahu re mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare Harinama Eva Kevalam Bajahu re mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare Durlabha Manava Janama Satsange Durlabha Manava Janama Satsange Charaha Ebava Sindhure Abhaya Charanara Vindare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nama Eva, Evalam. Hare Nama Eva, Evalam. Eva, Eva Lama.